Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah. We're making our way right through the week. This is pretty good. Pretty happy about it. Great texts coming in. Love the texts. Yep. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Well, I'll tell you, this mailbox discussion has just taken on a life of its own. Wow. Well, and I do love the angry messages. I do. You know, every once in a while, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I've done some good stuff in my life, right? I got three kids, and I'm part of making them, and I think they're, you know, pretty good. I've done one or two things that I think are good, right? I mean, not necessarily everything. I've done plenty of crappy stuff, but I've done some good stuff. I was in jail this morning. And I do need to explain that to you, because when I left this morning, I said to Heidi, I said, all right, well, I'm going to jail. What? I said, oh, yeah. And one of the folks I work with, who's a good guy, Kent, sent me a text message. And I just, you know, it's not like I'm making it. I said, oh, I'm in jail at the moment. I'll call you back later. As you may or may not know, I have been a pain in the rear end to Chris Beach and the team at the Fatherhood Foundation to get a program stood up here in Hanover at Pamunkey Regional Jail to deal with some of the fathers who are inside. Now, Pamunkey Regional Jail, you may or may not know. I'm hoping you're totally unfamiliar with it. That would be good. If you can tell me which pod is the best, okay. But Pamunkey Regional Jail houses folks and serves the communities of Hanover County, Caroline County, and the town of Ashland. And what Chris Beach and the Fatherhood Foundation have done is they have a great program called the Inside Out Dad. And that's not about, you know, looking at your gizzard and figuring stuff out. It's about going and helping fathers who are incarcerated get their stuff together. You know, I almost said that word, but, you know, get their stuff together. So that they're not back in jail. They don't go to prison. They, you know, get their acts together. And the way that we teach it is we're all fathers, right? That's why we're part of the Fatherhood Foundation. Now, there are some great women who are involved. There are some folks who don't have kids. I get it. But at its core, the Fatherhood Foundation is exactly what it sounds like. A bunch of fathers who said, we can do better. And we can help men do better. So it has been a pain, and it's been a slog, and that's okay. That's the way this stuff works. It's bureaucracy, right? But we had our final meeting this morning, which is fantastic, getting all of the T's crossed and the I's dotted so that we may present the Inside Out Dad program to some of the men in Pamunkey. So that's what I'm saying. So that's one of the things I'm very proud of. It's kind of weird, I guess, but I am very, very, very proud of that. I think that's a good thing to do. I think that we have to understand that the vast majority of people who are incarcerated are getting out. They are. They're getting out. And you and I could sit here and say, well, you know, they should never be released. Okay. But they are getting out. Now, what are you going to do then? Are you going to help them at some point in some way get their stuff together and become decent members of society and pay taxes and look after the kids they made? Or are you going to say, not my problem, you know, hope it all works out for you. And then you're going to wake up one evening and they're going to be in your kitchen and you didn't invite them and they're going to be busy stuffing a toaster in their pants. So there you have it. A couple of things coming in here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Ann in the RBA says, Jeff, maybe instead of asking Rich to put up your mailbox, he can recommend someone who can put it up securely. Oh, absolutely. No, I wouldn't ask him to do that. I'm not asking anybody to do it. Although, if you want to do it, like the guy has got his 67-year-old wife he's volunteered, we'd be happy to have her out here. I'm telling you, I would serve coffee, and if she doesn't like bagels, that's okay. I'll get some Danish. Hey, Jeff, Kevin Carroll can show you how to set your mailbox post. That is absolutely true. In fact, the reality is that Kevin wouldn't even need to show me how to do it. Kevin could come to my house and say, hey, here, hold my coffee. I'm going to set your mailbox up. And I know that because I'm looking right now at shelves in my studio that, God bless him, Kevin came up and actually put up for me. So I appreciate that. Kevin and his lovely bride, Leanne, they're great, great people. They really are. Let me see. Another nice thing about Charles Pye. He keeps calling Charles Chuck. I don't know. Does that? Charles, Jerem, do me a favor. Ask Charles if he likes Chuck. I don't know. But it sounds like this guy is friendly already, which is good. Another nice thing about Chuck is he covers local news. The other guy just did the leftist national news. Oh, you're kidding me. Yeah, believe me. I know. Oh, yeah. Here's an angry one. Hello, I heard you... I heard you working, I don't know where. Whoever said you only work 3 hours a day just might not know the entire deal. Thank you for what you do on the radio. Thank you for helping the fathers. I plan to vote Friday, Powhatan County right now, en route to Cumberland County. All right, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. There is an angry one. I'm just trying to get to the angry one because I think it's... 804. I wasn't going to send this until you said you like angry texts. And once again, another commercial came on. Ah! I used to like to listen to your show, but it seems like most of its commercials now, you talk about somebody that you and Heidi have hired, and it's very annoying. Well, why is it very annoying? See, that's the way that I operate, and the guy didn't sign his name, so I don't know who it is, but that is the way that I operate, though. I tell you about people that I know and people that I trust. That's all. I make plenty, I believe you, plenty of salespeople angry. Because through the years, they've come and said, hey, well, you know, we want you to do this. We'd love for you to endorse this. We'd love you to talk about this. And I have to tell them no. And they're livid. They're like, well, look, I got a check from them. They're ready to go. Well, they may be ready to go, but I don't know anything about that person. I haven't worked with them. I haven't dealt with them. I didn't buy something from them. I don't use their product. And unless you can meet those requirements, I'm sorry, I can't help you out. So you are legitimately, sir or ma'am, the first person who has ever been upset about that. That's weird. Weird. Jeff, your friend John Reed struggles at reading texts. All right? Well, I don't know what to tell you. Because I think John's pretty smart. But I will give you this. The entire text stream here is screwed up six ways to Saturday. Because it takes a line and then moves it over here and takes another line and moves it over there. So you kind of sort of have to play. It's like Jenga, but in reverse. And you put all the text pieces back together. 804. 804 says, Jeff, I am not a 677-year-old woman. I'm not even 67 years old. I'm not a contractor, but I listen to your show every day. I'll make you a deal. You give me two tickets to Politics and Pints, and I will install your mailbox. I'll even throw in the concrete. That's Jeff in Camden. Jeff, I'd love to help you out, man, and nobody believes me. I don't have any tickets. I get notes from friends. I mean, like, really good friends. And they're like, oh, I know you said on the air you don't have any. But, you know, listen, I don't have any tickets. I don't. You have to go to WRVA.com. To get you.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Tickets. 804. So, Jeff, if this lady is going to install your mailbox post, we all need to take a look at her CV. Worst case scenario, at least three of us will give references. By the way, does she do deck rails as well? I know a 25-year-old kid that needs some done. I don't know. I'll keep everybody apprised. I swear to you, I will let you know what I get back. I am worried about the economy, and I know that I am standing out here like the proverbial sore thumb. Why? Jeff, we just got a half a point interest rate cut. That's good. The markets are up. Jeff, that's good. It's going to make it easier for mortgages. It's going to make it, you know, credit cards. I understand that. But the last time that we had a rate cut this large, it's 0.5%. They call it 50 basis points, but it's 0.5%. The last time we had that was because of COVID. And before that, it was because of 9/11 and the entire real estate market melting down. You may not like President Trump. I can't help you with that. I like President Trump. But what President Trump said is pay close attention to this, because that big a rate cut could involve two things. Thing number one, it's political. I guarantee you it's political. Number two, the economy writ large is not as good as we're being told, right? Wasn't the goal 2% inflation? And in fact, we have 2.5% inflation. I'm not a math guy, and I will ask Dr. Dave Bratt tomorrow for his opinions, but I think there might not be all good news involving this. All right. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.